Virgin in the Ice by Ellis Peters, dramatized for radio by Bert Cools, with Sir Michael Horden as the narrator, Philip Maddock as Brother Cadvile, and Douglas Hodge as Hugh Beringer. Episode 3, Found and Lost.
It is the year of our Lord 1139, and England faces a winter of harsh snows and troubled times. The people of the lonely Shropshire Hills live in fear as a band of outlaws roams the county, plundering and terrorizing. And somewhere in that bleak countryside wanders the beautiful Lady Ermina Hugonin, missing and desperately sought. Brother Cadvile, Hugh Beringer, and Ives Hugonin have tracked the girl to the isolated manor of Lidditch.
Lord Bottrell, my sister has caused a great deal of worry and labour. Please have her brought before us at once.
I can't. She isn't here. I don't know where she is.
Be good enough to explain yourself, my lord.
I brought her here where it's safe, and she refused to stay. Every day since, my men have been hunting for her. I've ridden out myself, fever or no.
And made yourself sick about it.
What do I care for that? I have to find her. We've known each other since childhood, and loved each other almost as long. When I heard of the attack on Worcester, I prayed God that she might escape in safety. And my prayers were heard. She sent a message to me that she was nearby.
And you stole her away at midnight, with never a word to me.
She said nothing about you, lad. Not till later. I thought she was alone. I brought her to Callowlees and used her with all honour. I sent to bring a priest there to marry us. But then the outlaws attacked. We barely escaped with our lives. I came by these hurts.
Yes, before we leave, I'll examine that shoulder. I may be able to give you some ease.
I'd be grateful. I can manage a horse, but the pain is not light.
That wound needs rest, not exercise.
But I tell you, I must find her.
You haven't told us yet why she left.
Because of the lad here.
Because of me?
She was frantic with fears for you. When she knew about the outlaw, she rode back to Cleeton to fetch you.
And you let her go alone and stayed safe nursing your grazes?
I didn't let her go. When she left, I was in high fever and knew nothing of it. And when I found out, I rode straightway after her. It was useless. I collapsed and was carried back here.
You said your men have been out, didn't you?
Day and night. And now I shall join them again. The thought of my love out there where those wolves are prowling. I must find her.
Is this wound very bad, brother?
Oh, it's bad enough. A long knife cut from the shoulder to the heart. It could have killed him.
So his story is no lie.
Now, did you think it might be? No, no. Everything about him speaks true. The wound was made worse by that ride to safety, then torn open again, later when he fell. And he's been in fever, right enough.
What did you think of him, young Ives?
I didn't like him at first.
And now?
Well, he really does care for her. Where can she be? If she's hurt or captured because she went back for me, I'll never forgive myself.
Well, don't brood on it, lad.
Concentrate on your riding. It'll be dark soon. There's more snow on the way.
Another perfect night for the wolves to hunt.
Yeah.
Can't you finish the bowl, Elias?
I have no taste for food.
Well, you've taken a half. Will you rest now?
If that's your will.
Brother Elias, bony and shrunken in his habit, was healed in body, but his mind had not the same strength.
Yes?
Good evening, brother. May I come in?
Yes, of course not.
Thank you.
I thought you'd be in bed after the day you've had.
I don't want to sleep yet. I'm not tired. How is Brother Elias? Has he remembered anything yet?
No, not yet.
said that before?
Yeah, several times.
What does it mean?
Well, that's a name. A woman's name. Welsh. I think she may have been his wife.
His wife? But he's a monk. Oh, you mean she died?
You heard the way he called for her? This is a man who knows great sorrow. According to Prior Leonard, he's not been long in the cloister. And he wouldn't be the first to try to escape from something too hard to bear alone.
He's calmer now. I came to ask if I could watch him for you. Or sit with him so you could go to Compline. I'd like to do something to help.
Well, that's kindly thought. Thank you, my friend. Yes. And if you should need me, I'll not be far away.
Well,
brother, you all right?
Cadwan?
No, brother. It's Ives. You remember?
Come near the candle. It's strange. I feel I should know you.
You have known me. For a short time we travelled together.
There was no threatening.
Yes. Oh. You will remember, so Brother Kedvar says. Shall I tell you more things? True things that I know happened?
Yes. Speak to me of what happened.
My sister and I were fleeing from Worcester, from the attack. We were on our way to Shrewsbury. You met us at Clearbury. You wanted us to come here to Bromfield with you for safety. Don't you remember?
There was a third.
Yes. Yes, Sister Hilaria.
Sister Hilaria?
Brother?
Is she here? Is she here, safe? Tell me!
Oh, she is here. Brother Kedvar told you. But you were sick. You didn't understand.
What didn't I understand?
Sister Hilaria is here. And she is with God.
Dead. She's dead. And she trusted me.
Don't. Don't, brother, please. Lie down. Please. Brother Elias. Can you hear me, brother? Help me.
Gone?
Yes, both of them. When I got back here after Compline, the room was empty.
We must order a search, the whole enclave.
Wait, Father. There are two sets of tracks in the snow outside, making straight course for the gatehouse.
They've gone outside? In this blizzard?
What are they wearing, do we know?
The boy was cloaked and booted. Elias's sandals are gone, but he's wearing a habit, no more.
Oh, dear Lord.
Sergeant, assemble the men at the gatehouse. We'll go out in pairs. Not more than a mile distant. I don't want any more missing. I'll be there in a few minutes.
We should still search the household.
Cadwell, could you have misread the tracks?
Well, it's possible, of course, but I don't think so.
My men will take outside. Perhaps the brothers can search the priory?
I'll see to it.
This is my fault.
Nonsense.
I entrusted the poor wretch to a boy hardly less wretched. I should have had more sense. My stupidity has lost them both.
Stop talking such foolery. The man was quiet and biddable, and the boy could be trusted to the hilt, as you well knew.
They should have been close-guarded, both of them.
My friend, placing blame or praise is God's task, not ours. Taking it on yourself is a kind of arrogance. Now, come with me. Let's see if we can't bring the two of them home.
The last group's back in.
No sign?
Nothing. Any tracks are long since snowed over. It's useless.
I'm going out again.
No, you're not. No one is.
Hugh!
We've done everything possible. First light will take up the search in earnest. Come away! Remember, Cadwell, not to be alone is a great aid to survival. Take comfort in the fact that they're together.
Thank you.
forgive me. Forgive me my weakness, my mortal sin. Stones fall on me and bury my shame and my sin. Earth close on me and put me
Brother
out of mind. I am unworthy. Forgive
Brother
me.
Elias!
Forgive me my weakness, my mortal sin. Stones fall
Brother
on
Elias.
Me and bury my shame and
Wait.
My sin.
Stop.
Earth close on me
stop.
And
Where
put me
going?
Out of mind. I am unworthy. Forgive
Please.
Me.
Let's
forgive
take
me
you
my
home.
Weakness, my mortal sin.
You'll die out here!
Stones fall on me and bury my shame and my sin. Let's,
this way!
Put me out of my...
This way!
Oh.
What's the matter? Why would you come back?
Stones fall on me and bury me my shame.
All right.
That's
all right. We'll keep going.
Forgive me.
Look,
forgive me.
You can share my cloak.
Forgive my weakness, my mortal
That's
sin.
That's it.
Stones fall on me and
That's
bury
good.
My shame and my sin.
Or perhaps we'll find a cottage or something.
Put me out of mind. I am unworthy. Forgive me.
God, I don't even know if you can hear me.
Out of mind.
Ives looked up through the blinding snow into a face as chill and unmoving as a death mask. And strangely, though his face remained fixed and his purpose secret, Brother Elias laid an arm about Ives' shoulders and drew him close against his side. Instinctive and unspoken, a mutual kindness arose between them to ease the labor and the cold and the loneliness. Through the howling wind and the frozen drifts, they went forth together. After prime the next morning, Cadwyl ploughed his way down to the Priory gatehouse. The world around him was a waste of white, broken by the dark shapes of walls and buildings, shadowy in the ghostly pallor of the coming dawn.
Good morning to you, friend.
Ah, Brother Porter, you've been abroad so early.
Fresh branches for the torches. Prior Leonard had me keep them burning all night to guide the wanderers home if they came close.
You've seen nothing?
Nothing. Excuse me, brother. I must get on.
Yeah, of course, friend. If I could help...
Outside the gate, as sudden as if a miracle had woven them out of the very air, two figures had appeared in the flickering torch flame. A girl, tall, imperious, and raven-haired, and a man beside her, hooded and hidden. Then, as quickly as it had come to him, the vision was removed.
No need to invite the wind to bring us even more snow.
Didn't you see anyone outside?
No one.
Oh, perhaps I was mistaken.
If the mind desires something enough, the eyes will see it, so they say.
Well, they do. And there's truth in it.
Well, perhaps your eyes are just keener than mine. Good God! One moment!
Good morning. May I enter and take shelter?
All travelers are welcome here. Come inside.
My thanks. Good morning to you too, brother.
My lady, you're alone.
I am, and I think you have been looking for me. My name is Amina Hugonin. After I left Lord Bottrell, I got lost. It was dark and the weather was foul. Then I had a fall and my horse bolted. I was lucky, though. I was found by a forester and taken in.
Why have you come to Plumfield?
I thought Ives might be here. And you tell me he was, but now he's missing again.
I must restart the search. My men will be gathered and the new troops are due in.
New troops? For my brother?
The boy is just part of my business. I mean to find these outlaws. There's already been too much killing. Pardon my lack of ceremony, my lady, but I must leave you. Cadwyl, a word outside. Stay with her, if you will. Make sure she doesn't slip through our fingers, too.
Surely.
Talk to her some more. She may have useful information without realizing it.
I shall. And when I judge the time, I'll break the news about Sister Hilaria.
We'll talk later.
Yes, good luck, my friend. May God guide your search.
Amen to that.
This is good. Father Prior said it was you who found Ives.
Mm. By chance it was.
Not only by chance, you went to look for him. Mm. Thank you. How was he?
He was in all particulars a young gentleman. Very much in command of himself. And he'd found, as you did, that simple country people can be hospitable and kind without thought of reward.
And since then you've all been searching for me? Oh, God, all this is due to my stupidity. I can hardly credit... I didn't know what I was doing. Believe me, brother, I'm no longer the same woman.
Do you still want to marry Everard Bottrell?
No, that's over. I thought I loved him, but that was children's play.
And now?
Now, I've learned what is real. This winter is real. Those killers out there are real, and death is real and very close. I can see now that my brother is far more to me than Lord Bottrell ever was. And I've brought him into danger by my childish stupidity. Thank God that at least Sister Hilaria is safe. She must have been so worried. Does she know I'm all right? When may I see her? Brother?
Forgive me, child. I had hoped to prepare you. She is beyond all pain now. Safe. And certain of her welcome.
I loved her. I loved her very much. And I have destroyed her. This is my work.
Yeah.
Thank you. I tell you, I killed her. I should be punished.
No. The one who did the deed must answer for it, no one else. You may not lift another man's sins from his shoulders.
But if I hadn't left her, if I hadn't set my heart on that foolish marriage, she would be living now.
Do we know that, child? There's no profit in ifs. We go on from where we stand. We answer for our own evil. Leave all else to God.
Forgive me.
Because you grieve for your friend. That's no sin.
I wish there was something I could do to help.
Well, I believe there are two things.
What are they?
The best help you can give us is to stay here. Now we have you safe. Don't set a foot outside these walls.
Very well. What's the second thing?
You can tell me about the man who brought you here. To Bromfield.
No one brought me. Am I a child that I need an escort?
Listen to me, my lady. You are far from home and there is danger from all sides.
Danger? What are you talking about?
Your uncle is a man with many enemies. Now, what better way to harm him than by harming you?
Do you mean this rabble band of outlaws? How can they hurt me here? How can anyone?
A man may come in the guise of a friend, but hold nothing but hatred in his heart.
You're mad.
We had reports of a stranger seeking you and your brother. A man who carries hidden weapons and dresses like a shepherd.
I suppose they also told you he's black-skinned like a devil and speaks in the accents of hell. These country peasants.
Well, how do you know that's what they say? Unless he told you so himself.
Very well, I admit it. I admit it because I have nothing to fear from him. He's acting for my uncle. He was sent here to find us and take us back to Gloucester.
Mm-hmm. He's given you proof of this.
Such cynicism from a man of the cloister. He's given me his word.
And you believe him?
Yes, I believe him. Why do you think I agreed to stay here safe like some weakling while everyone else looks for Ives? Because that's what he wants me to do, and I shall do as he bade me. He's going to find my brother, then he'll take us both home. He was born in the Holy Land. Why should an enemy use an agent from abroad?
To add strength to his story that he came from your uncle.
Why are you doing this? Why are you trying to make me doubt him? He is kind and loving and gentle, and has shown me nothing but honourable courtesy. I shall never doubt him.
Ah,
How is the girl, Catfire?
Resting, Father.
She seemed much concerned about her brother. I'm afraid that she'll try to take some action of her own. I don't like to keep her guarded, but perhaps it would be for the best.
No, Lennon, it's not necessary. She'll give you no trouble.
You're sure of that?
Quite sure.
This terrible weather. I pray that our fugitives will soon be found.
Amen. You know, I've been thinking about this flight. It is no simple clambering out of bed and wandering off. I believe Elias had some definite end in view.
What sort of end?
Well, how if he suddenly remembered the attack that ought to kill him? I think he may well set off to return to the place where it happened.
Perhaps he might.
See, with all that's passed, I've had no chance to go to the spot. I suppose it must be close to where our sister was killed. Leonard, the man who found Elias and brought him here that night, will he have come today for Mass?
There, brother. That's where I found him, stripped of his cloth like all the other poor souls these villains have butchered.
Thank you, friend.
By all that fell over him, lying naked in the snow. They must have met him on the road, set about him, and then just left him where he lay.
And then carried on along the path to Cleeton.
Brother, what's wrong?
Come with me, if you will, Master Dutton. There's a place I want to see again.
Why here, brother? This is a lonely spot.
Look at the ice.
Now, what fool would want to hack it about like that? Oh, forgive me. I didn't think. This must be the place where you found the young sister. God grant her peace.
They threw her into the stream and let the frost hide their villainy. But why here? Elias was attacked more than a mile away.
Well, you said they were together, she and the brother. Perhaps she ran away from that attack and they only caught up with her here.
And perhaps our picture of what happened that night has been wrong from the start. This is sheep country, isn't it? Not cattle.
Aye, it is.
There'll be huts about. You know, stores for fodder and the like.
Of course.
The nearest one to here. Do you know where it is?
Empty.
But someone was here. I saw the tracks outside.
Yeah, two people. A man and a boy.
The sick monk and the lad. But why did they come here, for God's sake? And how, in the name of heaven, did you know?
Oh, I didn't know. But now that I found out, I'm not surprised. The boy came here because Elias did, and Elias came here because something about this place managed to get through the fog that's filled his memory.
He knew about this hut. How?
If they got this far last night, they may have taken no real harm. This hay has been slept in. But what's this?
Don't throw away a perfectly good cloak.
This is Benedictine cloth. A monk's cloak. You hold it, if you will.
Well, surely there won't be anything else.
No. Look.
Another cloak.
No. It's a nun's habit.
I don't understand this at all. Were the lad and the brother here last night?
Yes, I think they were. And Brother Elias was here before. And what happened then is the key to everything that afflicts him now. Wait there, friend. Don't let's disturb things more than we already have.
What can it matter now? Ah. Have you found something else?
Yes, I have, with God's help.
Is it important?
Possibly, but we've more immediate concerns. These tracks. How long ago did they leave this place?
Oh, they could have been made any time.
No. They're a good few hours old. At least the boys are.
Brother?
Let's see where they lead.
They came down this slope. Brother, look. Different tracks.
A dozen men at least. And horses too, well laden. Several hours ago. There's only one company would be abroad that early.
The outlaws.
There's a village somewhere laying out its dead this morning. And I came out of those trees and stopped here for a time. And then went off to the east.
They stopped here? Was it because they chanced on the monk and the boy? They'll have murdered him for sure.
Oh, look around you. Do you see their bodies? These men don't carry off corpses, not their way.
So they didn't meet, thank God.
Well, either that or they've been taken alive.
A young boy and a poor monk? Why would they carry them off?
I don't know. The boy I could understand if they recognized him for what he is, but Brother Elias, I think this is where you and I part company, my friend.
Part company?
Go back along the outlaw's path. Find out where they burned and stole last night, then take the word to Hugh Bellinger.
And you, brother?
And this is the best chance that's come our way. If God is on our side, these tracks will lead me straight to where these wolves have made their nest.
The Virgin in the Ice was written by Ellis Peters and dramatized for radio by Bert Cools. The narrator was Sir Michael Horden. Brother Cadvile was played by Philip Maddock. Hugh Beringer by Douglas Hodge. Leonard by Leonard Fenton. Ermina by Moira Buffini. Ives by Dean Magrie. Elias by Crispin Letts. Bottrell by Andrew Wincott. Dutton by Eric Allen. The Porter and Sergeant by Steve Hodson. The music was by Peter Salem. The producer was Phil Clark.